two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time is 8:30. Our top story this half hour.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
A Utah resort can now say they've had over 700 inches of snow fall on their slopes this season. And we're also closing in on an all-time record when it comes to how much water is in that snow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage of Utah's Water Watch. Adam.
Tim, Brighton can now claim they've had 700-plus inches of snow this winter, marking the earliest time a resort has ever hit this milestone. To put this into perspective, Ski Utah says a typical winter is about 500 inches for a resort. To celebrate later this week, you'll actually be able to see a 700-inch banner up on the Hyatt Regency Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. And we're not done. More mountain snow is on its way tonight.
The Wasatch Mountains south of I-80, as well as the southern mountains and the western Uinta Mountains. We're looking at 1 to 2 feet of snow, locally higher amounts in the Cottonwoods.
National Weather Service senior meteorologist Monica Traphagen says with this last storm, Utah's snow water equivalent is now up to 24.4 inches. That's only about an inch and a half from the 40-year-old record. Reporting live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utahs are feeling a little conflicted about what feels like a never-ending series of storms. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage, Utah's Water Watch.
Some love these storms.
I'm okay with the precip.
Others are annoyed they can't get outside yet.
I feel like it shuts the community down a little more, too. Like, you don't interact as much.
Many are feeling both.
I think we need the water, but I wish we'd have spring.
We're in for more wet storms starting up again today. Another week of cold isn't the worst thing. If we do warm up too fast, flooding could get worse.
I was down at the well, you know, the artesian well, and sometimes the water is quite slow coming out. It is gushing out of the holes now, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what if it floods?
Something Utahns are definitely keeping an eye on. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, Salt Lake County is asking people to give them a heads up if they spot patches of debris blocking up local rivers and streams. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports now from Little Cottonwood Creek.
Salt Lake County's top emergency manager. He said crews are already busy identifying hazards like these.
There's the potential for dozens of these kinds of snags to be along the various creeks across the county.
We watched the emergency manager contact work crews about the snags he saw. He told us it's critical when neighbors see issues like these to let the county know.
We have more developing news this hour. A bicyclist is dead following a crash with a front runner train early this morning. UTA Chief of Police Dallin Taylor says the man was hit by the train while trying to cross from the Union Pacific train yard, which is not a place people are supposed to be.
They're actually trespassing. Once they get close to the rails here, they're trespassing in this yard. We have a mark and several signs along the roadway here.
Taylor says the train more than likely had its bells on, but there were no additional lights since this was south of a central station platform. The train had to be deboarded, and there is now a bus bridge in place. KSL's top national stories this hour. The Federal Reserve kicks off 2 days' worth of meetings today, and they'll end up deciding whether or not to increase interest rates as they work to slow inflation. But an added concern for these meetings is the recent bank failures and how banking uncertainty is impacting the economy. Goldman Sachs says it would be a good idea for the Fed to pause interest rates at least any hikes, at least for now. Security is a big concern surrounding the investigation in New York into former President Trump.
We have no idea how big the protests will be, but we saw what happened the last time Donald Trump said he was a victim and called on people to come out and protest on his behalf. That was January 6th. So you do see the barricades going up in New York. You do see security preparations even down in Mar-a-Lago. So it's not just New York. I'm sure there's going to be added security measures in Washington, D.C. as well. Again, we don't know. Is this going to be, you know, massive protests like what Trump is calling for, or will it be something less?
ABC's Jonathan Carl reporting. Andy's back in the traffic center with your first look traffic.
Still have a lot of delays, including I-15 from Point of the Mountain all the way to Draper from a crash at 123rd South. There's also a rollover on the frontage road if you were thinking of using that as an alternate at Point of the Mountain. Davis County, not really much relief yet, going from Layton to Kaysville. Still jammed up just like it has been for a good chunk of the morning. SR-201 slow from the West Valley over to 3200 West because of a crash on the right shoulder. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New details are coming to light about a Colorado dentist accused of murdering his wife. Police near Denver say that dentist James Craig bought arsenic and cyanide to kill his wife, Angela. Here's former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
This was planned. It was researched. It was ordered, the poisoning. It shows tons of premeditation, which will all work against him.
The arrest warrant states that Angela again checked into a hospital last week, complaining of a severe headache and dizziness. She died on Saturday. No classes for Los Angeles public school students this morning as thousands of service workers go on strike.
The union representing custodians, bus drivers, and cafeteria workers now vowing to picket for 3 days, demanding better pay and benefits, saying the average worker salary is $25,000, with most working only part-time. The union canceling last-minute talks, claiming the district leaked confidential negotiations to the media, which the superintendent denies. The district says it offered a 23% raise and a cash bonus. The union not budging. And now, with no classes, families of the nearly 500,000 children in the district are forced to find backup plans.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. And a controversy over bullfighting in one of the 8 countries still allowing it.
6 veteran bullfighters performed for free recently in Colombia to raise money to save the centuries-old tradition. Colombia's Senate recently approved a nationwide ban. Its House of Representatives narrowly voted down an earlier ban, but could take it up again. Almost every bovine raised by man ends up in a slaughterhouse, says Gonzalo Sanz de Santa Maria, a bull breeder. But he adds the bull dies in a temple, admired, applauded, showing its bravery. Opponents call bullfighting cruel and unethical, with slow and painful deaths. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
As beautiful as it is downtown, we're being told that weather's still contributing to I-80 delays from Parley Summit to Kimball Junction. We'll check that with traffic and weather next.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.